As you know, one of the greatest controversies in nutrition is whether one should take a vegan or vegetarian approach or mix plant and animals together. I think in conclusion in the book, you're suggesting that we should at least consume fish, and I agree, but what is your position that you stand on in terms of defending that concept when you're speaking to a vegetarian or a vegan who believes that eating animals in any form is not ideal?
People who believe that, what you just said, are so misinformed and brainwashed that it's almost not worth talking to them because they don't understand anything. So I don't really try to convince them. Anyone who looks objectively at all at the evidence of anthropology and particular Price's work, which is more thorough than anyone else's, there's just no question but that every native culture in the history of the world essentially ate all the animals they could get. And they did that because their reproductive ability and their health depended upon it. I realize that there's debate and controversy, but in my opinion, the debate and controversy is grounded in ignorance. And the ignorance is on the part of the people who hold that a vegetarian diet is reasonable.